This Saturday's St. Patrick's Day parade in Syracuse is the latest casualty of the coronavirus, as city and county officials deemed it too risky in their efforts to contain the spread of the infection. Onondaga County Executive Ryan McMahon says a data-driven approach was used to make the decision, looking at several recent developments.
One being in Albany County, there was two new cases. Albany County being on the thruway, 2 hours away. Two, Monroe County, on the other side of the thruway, there is a confirmed case. And three, when we look at our curve, the curve is staying flat.
County Health Commissioner Dr. Indu Gupta says the main focus is to do everything possible to limit the spread. There are no confirmed cases of coronavirus infection or the COVID-19 disease it can lead to in the county. Currently, 21 people remain in quarantine as their symptoms are watched. Gupta is in constant contact with area hospitals, schools, and other institutions.
We are working together to make sure we are in prevention mode at this point, but at the same time, ready to have that surveillance, case detection, and making sure putting the isolation quarantine, which is need to be done, as well as supporting the people who are going to be impacted.
At Thursday's update, health officials reminded people not to go directly to an emergency room, doctor's office, or urgent care, but rather call ahead to discuss the best treatment. They fear too many uninfected people could strain resources, while those infected could threaten people in the ER for other reasons. Meanwhile, Mayor Ben Walsh says there are no changes right now in city services or offices. They are considering which employees might work remotely and which have to remain available to city residents. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.